fear what the future holds, for you hold the future in your hand. It's your hand. My eyes are upon you.
just begin to worship in the Spirit. You feel that presence here. Auspicious presence of God. Whisper on the name that is above every name, the name Jesus of Nazareth. One to go.
Chains are breaking, yokes are breaking, bondages are breaking. Everything that my Father in heaven has not planted in your life is breaking, is dissolving, is dismantling right now. In the name of Jesus, Father, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. For a day like this, a season like this. Leperete sito lipere kazadasha. Yes, Lord, yes, Lord.
Touch someone's life today. Change someone's story today.
Let this be the opening of a new chapter, the opening of a new page. A change of story, a change of situation. Let this refreshing
move your life to the next level. Thank you, Master. In Jesus' name. Give him the praise. Give him the honor. As you take your seat. And it is a privilege and honor to worship at your feet, to be called in your presence as your own. What a mighty God we serve. Proverbs chapter 29, verse 18. Without a doubt, something is changing in someone's life. Something is being better in someone's life. Proverbs 29, verse 18. Where there is no vision, the people perish. But he that keepeth the law, happy is he. The subject is the necessity of vision. And this will be part two. The necessity of vision. We established since the month began that there is a connection between vision and destiny. To follow the way of vision is to end in the place of destiny. Men of great stature in Scripture were men of vision. People of great destinies in Scripture were people of vision. You look at Abraham, Jacob, Joseph, Job, Paul the Apostle. These were men and women of vision. Having said all of that, what is the necessity of vision? Why is vision necessary? We saw three reasons in the first service. First of all, we saw that vision brings reason and meaning to living. Life is meaningful and reasonable where a person has a vision. Life becomes meaningless where there is no purpose for being alive. Second, we saw that vision brings wisdom and discretion. That people of vision are people of wisdom. If you know what you want, how to get it done opens up. If you know where you are going, you will find how to get there. Vision is connected to wisdom. If you can't find where you are going, it's probably because you don't really know where you are going. Thirdly, we saw that vision brings drive and momentum. We saw that people of vision are people of motion. Where there is vision, there is action. He said, write the vision, make it plain, that he may run that readeth it. Vision makes runners out of ordinary people. We saw all of that. Now we shall see three more. That takes us to number four. That vision births hope and expectancy in life. It births hope and expectancy. The place of vision is the place of hope. The place of vision is the place of expectancy. Vision gives you something to live for. Vision gives you something to look forward to.
And hear this. Vision brings light and sunshine to the soul. It brings light and sunshine to the soul and life of man. A man of vision, a woman of vision is a lighted soul, a lighted life. In Matthew chapter 6 and in verse 22 and 23, he said, the light of the body is the eye. If thy eye be single, that is, if you have vision, your whole body shall be full of light. There is sunshine in your soul. But if you lack vision, there is darkness in your soul. Listen. The peak. Now, visionlessness is the twin of hopelessness. Where a person is visionless, he will be hopeless. So the peak of visionlessness is the peak of hopelessness. When you see a man or a woman absolutely hopeless, it is because they are absolutely visionless. In Job chapter 14, verse 14, after Job had lost children, had lost property, had lost his health, and lost everything, he still had hope because he still had vision. He said, if a man die, shall he live again? All the days of my appointed time will I wait till my change come. Change is coming, so I am waiting. I am not going to die. I refuse to die. I refuse to die before my time. I am here to speak to somebody. You are not permitted to die before your time. You cannot die before your time. There is assignment for you on the face of the earth. There is a reason to be alive. He said, I know the thoughts I think towards you, thoughts of good and not of evil, to give you an expected end. There is an end somewhere, and so it is a waste of death to die now. Somebody say a loud amen. I cause suicidal tendency. I cause the spirit of depression. I cause the spirit of despair. I cause the spirit of despondency. It has no place in your life. Somebody lift your right hand and say, life is worth the living. Life is worth the living. I shall live because there is a future. He said, I know the thoughts I think towards you, in Jeremiah chapter 29, verse 11. Thoughts of good and not of evil. Thoughts of peace and not of evil. To give you an expected end. The Revised Standard Version said, to give you a future and a hope. To give you, he said, for I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans for welfare and not for evil. To give you a future and a hope. Somebody say, I have a future. I have a hope. I shall live.
Take your seat in the presence of the Lord. I heard a story of the wife of John Graham Lake. John G. Lake was an apostle to South Africa. John saw all manner of miracles, signs and wonders. He had once prayed for a horse that broke his leg and was healed on the spot. John Graham Lake was a very unusual apostle. His wife passed and found herself in eternity, and saw herself, and someone told him, I think must have been an angel. He said, welcome, welcome to the mountain of God. And she said, is this heaven? They said, yes. She said, I'm not ready for here yet. She has seen the other side. He said, who will take care of my husband? who will take care of my children? I want to go back. They returned her back. There are many people who see the other side and don't want to come back. This one came back. Somebody who had already made heaven came back. And somebody who is alive wants to die.
Life is what? The living. Every devil who is telling you you don't have a hope, you don't have a future, is a bastard lying devil. Are you hearing what I'm saying here today? In the name that is above every name, I am anointed to announce to you that the best of your days are in front of you and the worst of your days are behind you. And you must make up your mind for the best of the days ahead. Shout the loudest, amen.
Take your seat. I don't know the meaning of discouragement and despair by the mercies of God. Why? Because my heart is too loaded with the future. I am aware that whatever we are seeing now is a rehearsal for reality. There are things I have seen in the realm of the spirit I haven't seen in the physical. I have seen them. It's real. But I haven't seen them physically. And I refuse to exit until I see them. You know, I read from Zig Ziglar an experiment that was made some time where they kept some rats inside a bucket, a container that was closed. And they kept other rats, rabbit rats, inside another container that was opened. The container with the rats that was opened, as long as they continued to see light, they lived. The container that had the rats with the covered container where they were in total darkness, the rats died very, very quickly. Because visionlessness is hopelessness, and hopelessness is lifelessness. He said to him that is joined to the living, there is hope. A living dog is better than a dead lion. For as long as there is vision, there is hope. And as long as there is hope, there is life. Never agree to live with an empty heart. Somebody told me, a pastor, one of the young men that submits to us in ministry. He said, you see great things and major things, mega things all the time. Why are you not satisfied? Why don't you just rest? I said, when one finishes, I keep another in front. Something must be in front. For as long as we have not yet seen Jesus face to face, there is one more step to take. There is one more move to make. There is one more mark to make. There is one more impact to make. For as long as you haven't seen Jesus face to face yet, there is one more step to take. There is one more move to make. There is one more mark to make. There is one more impact to make. If you are saying amen, shout the loudest, say amen. Lift your right hand and say, there is one more step to take. There is one more move to make. There is one more impact to make. Shout the loudest, amen. Take your seat in the presence of the Lord. Vision begs hope and expectation. Fifthly, vision brings discipline and character to life. The way of vision is the way of discipline. The way of vision is the way of character. Vision disciples character. Vision disciplines actions and disciples character. It disciplines actions and disciples character. Vision is a refinery of character. How do I say so?
Proverbs 29 verse 18, where we read, it said, where there is no vision, the people perish. I like to read other translations for you. Say, where there is no people, where there is no vision, people are uncontrolled. Where there is no guidance, people run wild. Where there is no vision, people run wild. Somebody is trusting God for the power of God. Is trusting God for a greater dimension of God's mercy upon his life. Is trusting God to see God the way he hasn't seen God before. Where people do not accept divine guidance, they run wild. We have a lot of wild people in our generation because vision is lacking. One young girl carries her bag and stands at the junction of Sheraton or Hilton, waiting for a man to carry her. The man may be a kidnapper. The man may be a ritual killer. The man may be an occultic man. The man may be loaded with HIV, loaded with hepatitis, loaded. Now, she doesn't have any vision for her future. If she dies, it doesn't matter. So she's not controlled. One other young lady vowed that she must marry pure, that no man must cross her until she gets married. So, doesn't matter what you say with your mouth, you are wasting your time. My vision has disciplined my action. Am I communicating? A young man steps into the university with the vision of coming out of the first class in chemical engineering, or coming out to the first class in law, or a first class in this or that. And while everyone is hanging out there and just saying, yo man, what's up man? And they are moving from party to party, disco to disco, this young man is just sitting down with his head down. When we're in medical school, academic session was January to December, January to December, January to December for 6 solid years. You may have 2 weeks in between. When others went on what they call long vac, you had no long vacation. No long vac. Not who dashed monkey banana? What is long vacation? Full-fledged lecture. Full-fledged practical. Full-fledged everything. Why? You are the one who said you want to become doctor. The same with military training. You are there from, they may give you 2 weeks and you return back and they start dealing with you from the gate. You saw all that thing before you say you want to be soldier. Every time you have a vision that is worth it, it places a price. There is no price without a price. There is nothing of value that does not have a cost. Somebody say aloud, amen. In 1 Corinthians chapter 9 verse 24, Paul the apostle was talking about himself. He said, don't you know that they which run in the race, they run all but one, receiveth the prize? So run that you may obtain. Go ahead. And everyone that striveth for the mastery is temperate in all things. He said, this they do to obtain a corruptible crown. But we are looking for an incorruptible crown. I therefore so run, not as uncertainly. So fight I, not as one that beateth the air. But I keep under my body and bring it into subjection, lest that by any means, when I have preached to others, I should be a castaway. I am gunning for something. I am looking for something. So I discipline myself. Where nothing is in view, everything is allowed. Where nothing is in view, anything is allowed. Where nothing is at stake, caution is not an issue. You don't take caution if you don't have vision or need. Just live as you are.
Somebody say loud amen.
Somebody wants to maintain a particular weight and realizes that not every time you see food you eat, and not all kinds of food. I remember the first time we waited on the Lord, when a young man of 11 years old then, we all came to the Lord in 1979. That was my first time fasting 3 days dry. No water. Drank water on the second day, vomited it out on the almost the same day. While we were in the course of this 3 day fast, there was a young man who was fasting with us too. By the afternoon of the first day, around 4 o'clock, brother, how is the fasting going? Ah, sorry. I forgot that we are fasting, I have eaten. I said, all right, ensure you don't forget tomorrow. Tomorrow, ah, bros, how are you? Ah, sorry. I forgot, I ate again today. This guy was fasting actively, but he was eating actively for the 3 days of the fast. That guy has not recovered from that indiscipline. He's alive today, but you know, there is some life that is as if you are not alive. Nothing working, no life, nothing. Children from here and there, nothing. Is God speaking to anybody here? What you want to get out of life is a determinant of the price you are willing to pay. See, that's why everybody's not at the same level. It's a determinant of the price you are willing to pay. That is why everybody's not at the same level. That is why everybody's not at the same level. That is why everybody is not at the same level. Price you are willing to pay. It has been discovered that where there is no price, there can be no rise. Everything falls on its own. But if anything must rise, a force must be applied. Somebody say amen. So what do you want out of this life? Just bless her. The greatness of a man is determined by the purpose for which he lives, and his willingness to pay the price to get it. The greatness of anybody is determined by the purpose for which they live, the vision they are living for, and their willingness to pay any price to get there. I speak to someone here today. Every limiting character, every character of your life that is a limitation to your destiny, today, power to break it is released upon you right now. It's released upon you right now. It's released upon you right now. If you are saying amen, shout the loud, most amen.
Wilma Rudolph was born crippled, pneumonia, congenital, polio, everything was wrong with her. She had talipes, I think equinovirus, leg twisted inward like that, and then with bilateral braces, which she walked. Family of about 12 children, number 11 she was, as I heard. And when it was time for food, everybody ran to the table, but she would just literally be at the back and crawl like that with the braces. They took her to the doctor in the village about 40 miles away, trying to see what they can do to the spindly legs. When the treatment started, she returned back from the doctor one day and made up her mind. She said, out of this village, the world will hear my name. One day she removed the braces and began the leg that was twisted inward. She began to force it open like this and began to force it to walk. And did that for 1 year. The doctor gave her a 1 year appointment. When she returned back, the doctor saw that the muscles had developed and things were. The doctor said, what have you been doing? She thought she committed an offense. She said, I'm sorry, sir. I have not been doing anything.
Doctor say, well, whatever you have been doing, keep on doing it. It is working. In her secondary school, she now says she wants to play basketball. Basketball with which leg? She began to play basketball.
And the basketball coach noticed that there was another gift she had, better than basketball. She was running faster than the other children.
She now wants to run track and field. She began to win games and she says she wants to run for Olympics. This girl put like 16 hours every day out of 24 hours. Waking by 4 a.m. running around the track, running around.
The first attempt, she didn't win, and then she went back again with the determination that 4 years to come.
It was 4 years later at the Olympics, I think it was in Athens in Greece, that she became the first person in history to win 3 Olympic gold medals.
100 meters dash she won.
World's record holding Olympic champion international sport on track and field, following her successes in 1956 and 1960.
100 meters dash gold, 200 meters gold, 4 by 100 meters as the anchor woman gold. For a person that was born deformed, if it is in Nigeria, they will be on the road begging for money. And she stood up out of that deformity, disciplined herself to fulfill her vision. If you think you can, you are right. And if you think you can't, you are right. Whatever you think about yourself is what life is going to be. The Bible said, as he thinketh in his heart, so is he. What are you going to become with this your life? Will you stand up on your feet and say, in the name of Jesus, I am ready for every discipline necessary to become everything God wants me to become. I am ready for every discipline necessary. I am ready now.
Give the Lord a praise and take your seat. Katri Kuma said, you can see the move of God and the power of God and the anointing of God and the presence of God in your life. If you are willing to pay the price, then she said, I will be lying to you if I said the price is cheap.
He said, you can see the presence of God, you can see the power of God, you can see anything you want out of life if you are willing to pay the price.
Then she said, I will be lying to you if I said the price is cheap. Then she said, but what do you want out of life? That means, what do you want that you are not ready to pay the price? If you really want it bad, no price is too high. Am I communicating? There are people who have passed through many things to marry the wife they love. Sit down here. Sit down. All of you, lie down. Lie down. You know, they all to marry the wife they want. I would be lying to you if I say the price is cheap. But what do you want out of life? Vision brings discipline. Finally, vision imparts persistence and determination. And I have to rush because time is in my favor. Persistence and determination to life. Persistence, resilience, staying power. Staying power.
What somebody calls stick to itiveness. You stick to it and you won't give way. I won't give way. I won't give up. I won't give in. I won't give out. I must get it. When you see what lies ahead, you are imparted. Okay, let me say it like this. Those who perceive the ultimate can surmount the immediate. For the joy that was set before him, he endured the cross. If you see what lies ahead, you can handle what lies around. The ability to see what lies ahead gives you the capacity to surmount what hangs around. Job said, I will wait. Between me and the devil is the devil that will get tired. I will wait until my change comes. The devil will be tired. I refuse to be the one to give up. It's the devil that will give up. I will wait. Hey! It is the witches and the lizards and the bitches and the wizards that will give up. I will wait. Like we say in Nigeria, I dare. I won't give road. I won't give way. I won't give stance. Between me and the powers of the occult, they are the ones to give up. I will wait. I must wait. I must wait. I won't even die before my time. I must wait. If I die before my time, who will fulfill what was written concerning me? I will wait. I will wait. Is somebody here? Stand on your feet. Say, I am waiting. Stand up on your feet. Say, I am waiting. Say after me, if I die before my time, who will fulfill what has been written concerning me? I am the one to fulfill it. So I dare. I will wait. I will outlive the powers of hell. I will outlive the forces of witchcraft. I will outlive the forces of the occult. I will outwit the forces of bad willers, evil naysayers. I will wait. I will wait. I did. Look at the neighbor, say, I'm waiting. I'm waiting. Change must come. Spiritually, maritally, financially, career wise, change must come. I did. I will wait. 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 A woman in this church was kicked out of her house by her husband. She had 5 children. In the East, remember in the East, many, 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 many years ago, let's say 15 to 20 years ago, she went to her father's house. The father's wife, you know, polygamy is a curse. The father's wife, in connivance with his father, kicked him out of the house. That is, if your husband rejected you, the best place to go is your father's house. Father's house kicked her out. So here she was with 5 children. No money, no house, no roof, nothing. But she waited. You know what happened? Suddenly, the God who is attracted to the rejected. That is eternally attracted to the rejected. Just took sides with this woman, and things began to change. Suddenly, millions began to come. 1 million, 2 million, 3 million, 4 million, 5 million, 6 million, 10 million, 50 million, 100 million. Millions began to roll in. The father's house rent was due. He couldn't renew.
They are about to kick the father out of the house that the father kicked her out of. You know what she did? She went and bought the house.
Here was a stone that was rejected of the builders. That was the stone that was rejected of the builders.
She then became the head of the corner. She then became the head of the corner. She bought the house, gave it back to the father.
You kicked me out of this house,
I buy it and give you. Change came. Change came. Change came.
After a while, the husband who kicked her out
heard that God has visited her. Husband returned and said, I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
After almost 20 years,
I'm sorry. I want you back. She came and said, the husband said, was I said, bring the man.
I need to see the man.
Well, they said to her, it's human to forgive, is divine. He was forgiven. But she waited. She waited. The husband's agenda couldn't come to pass. Father and father's wife's agenda couldn't come to pass. She waited. She's still there flourishing in her millions.
Children that were rejected, one is lawyer, one is doctor, one is this, one is that. Am I speaking to somebody here today? Am I speaking to somebody here? I announce to you today, your change is coming and you shall wait. Somebody shout, I am waiting. Louder, I am waiting. I am waiting.
I prophesy upon you, stay in power.
Everyone here today that is a victim of discouragement, a victim of despair, a victim of impatience. You want to give up because things seem not to be working the way they should. I prophesy upon you today, the grace to stay, the grace to keep on trucking, the grace to keep on moving is released upon you now.
Give the Lord the praise. Take your seat. I don't know who it is, but God is dealing with that spell of rejection. The person speaking before you today has once been rejected. Massive rejection. I've given you the details before, but I'll give the details some time to come. But I stayed. We stayed. And Jehovah turned my life around, 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 around. He turned my life around. He made a way where there's no way. Jehovah, who has the final say? Who has the final say? Has the final say?
Who has the final say? He overturns my life around, 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 around.
Hey.
A turnaround is happening for somebody. And you will walk out of this service today, and within this week, you will walk into a turnaround.
Give the Lord the praise. Take your seat in the presence of the Lord. Go ahead, give him the shout of praise. What is my counsel to you today? Ensure you don't leave or exist with an empty heart.
Proverbs 4:23, guard your heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life. Don't let your heart be empty. It became vanity upon vanity for Solomon when his heart emptied. Keep something permanently in front. Second, connect with God for continuous inspiration and vision. He said in Psalm 37 verse 4, he said, delight yourself in the Lord your God, and he shall give you the desires of your heart. He shall put in your heart the things to desire. You see, there are two ways to interpret that. He shall give you the desires of your heart means he can give you the things you desire. He can give you the things you desire. But he can give you the things to desire. He gives you the things to desire. And when you desire what God desires, no devil can stop it. Let me want what you want, oh my dear Lord. Let me love what you love, oh dear Lord. That is how you designed life to be long. Help me, Lord, to live how I ought to live. Let me want what you want, oh my dear. Let me love what you want, oh dear. That is how you designed life to be long. Help me, Lord, to live how I ought to live. Take me to the place, oh Lord.
Take me to the place where I have no will. That is separate from your will.
Take me to the place.
Oh Lord, take me to.
God, put in my heart the things you want me to desire. put your desires in my heart. What you want me to desire, plant it in my heart. 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 Give me the desires of my heart. Plant it in my heart. What you want me to desire, Mahashatakala.
Yes, my dear.
Father, we give you the praise. Father, we give you the honor. We give you the adoration. Thank you because there is not one person here that will leave here the same way they have come. Father, let today mark a defining moment for someone's life.
To the glory of your name. In Jesus' precious name. Give the Lord the praise. Take your seat.
We are in the day where God is in a hurry to do great things. In a hurry. In a hurry. For the endless expectation of creation waited for the manifestation of the sons of God. We don't have eternity to fulfill destiny. We only have time. That is why destiny requires a sense of urgency. God led us to the northeastern part of Nigeria, the headquarters of terrorism, the Northeast, which shall soon become history as far as this nation is concerned. Do you believe that? Well, all that God needs is a man. I just beg you to believe so that it is not happening without you. You believe that it will soon be history. Shout the loudest, say amen. A place of banditry, place of all manner of terrible things. And we went there. And what you're about to see did not happen in Lagos or Port Harcourt or any of the southeast, southwest. This is northeast. We returned back yesterday. Take a look at the clip.
Of this region in the name of Jesus.
Lift up your hands, O ye kings of Borno State. Lift up your hands, O ye kings of Kogi State, Bauchi State, Yobe State. Lift up your hands, O ye kings of the north, the northeast, the northwest, the north center. Lift up your hands, O ye kings of Nigeria, and let the King of Glory come in.
Wheelchairs lifted up here. Celebrate the King of Kings.
Show us how you enter.
Last year, as a result of hypertension and diabetes, she had a stroke, right-sided stroke. She could neither move the hand nor move the leg. And tonight, as that worship was going on, sir, before the doctor could even realize what was going on, she was already walking to the
Mama
front.
Come, Mama, herself, come.
With her
Mama,
two hands lifted.
Are you just looking and sitting like that?
Lump on the breast.
Lump on the breast for 4 years.
With associated pain.
With associated pain.
Check back to hell, sir.
It has left her completely. Give the Lord a praise.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for delivering my son. For the past 4 months, I cannot feed him. But now he can eat.
The guy got his esophagus and upper gastrointestinal tract burnt by acid in whatever injection, and food couldn't enter to the mouth anymore. And he needed to have that tube over there to feed.
How many of you are expecting your miracle tonight?
10 years, sir.
For
10 years was bent over like that. Are you just looking like that? Celebrate!
Somebody's madness just disappear. Spirit of madness just disappear.
Yes,
for 4 years, the spirit of madness.
After he finished up school.
After he graduated from school, they gave him madness.
They came all the way from the parish, sir. After the ministration, sir, he said he started shouting, hallelujah, hallelujah. That is my God.
Somebody give the Lord a praise. The 2 years for 25 years.
And right now it has disappeared.
Are you just looking like that? Something is happening. Something is happening. Something is happening. Already walking out there with a crutch lifted. With a crutch lifted. With a crutch lifted. See how she was walking before.
An evil arrow fired into her leg. She couldn't walk again. Told me throughout 2020, she didn't go anywhere at all.
12 years.
Yes. One nation had done it as far as here.
Show the devil how you can walk now.
You know like it.
Hey, 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 hey!
Are you just looking like that?
Can I
give the Lord a praise?
This lady was carried like this because she has not been able to walk for 2 years.
She was diagnosed of cancer of the blood and kidney challenge. Couldn't walk for 2 years.
For 2 years.
Yes, but while the declaration was on, she came under power and started walking.
The dynamic church we dedicated in
Taraba, Jalingo, Taraba State. The governor, secretary to the state government, speaker of the house, honorable members of the House of Assembly, high court judges or judge, special advice, all manner of people were in that morning service. And the governor led the whole ESCO to go on their knees before God on Friday morning. He said, I step aside. Let God step in. Lift up your hands. There is something meant for you from this program. There is an impartation. There is an unction. There is something that is yours. Open your mouth and receive it right now. Something belonging to you is coming your way right now. There is something that is yours. There is a mantle that is yours. There is a grace that is yours. There is an oil that is yours. That is coming upon you from this program. I see a new beginning, a new chapter opening, a new opening, a new destiny opening. Afflictions are disappearing. Bondages are disappearing. Yokes are breaking. Everything my Father in heaven has not planted in your life, they are breaking right now. Lift your hands and say after me, say Father. Louder, say Father. I receive my portion. From this manifestation, I receive my portion.
I receive my portion. I receive my portion. I receive my portion. Now!
Lift your hands high. Mahashagada galagaya dadash. Lepero tasita fratika sakati kalati friyato kusokobala.
Jaya, jaya, jaya. Lekepere tesito labaya dadash.
At the count of three, you bring the hands down on your head and scream, I receive. And what belongs to you today shall drop. what is there from this meeting. If you are in need of healing, it shall be released. In need of deliverance, it shall be released. In need of breakthrough financially, it shall be released. In need of salvation, it shall be released. Father, let something drop. Let the apostle be released. Something is happening. The God who made the blind to see, the deaf to hear, the lame to walk, the paralyzed and the crippled to be totally whole. That God is touching your life. That's right. In the name of Jesus, receive your portion of this ministration, this manifestation. Receive your portion. Receive it now. In the name of Jesus. 1, 2. Are you ready? When I say up to 3, I receive. Again, 1, 2, and 3. Receive. Receive it. Receive your portion. 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 Receive it now. Receive your portion. Receive your portion. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. In Jesus. Something just broke. Something just opened. In that program, we saw some of the things we never saw before. In your life, starting from today, you will see things you never saw before. That was the first time for us that a stadium will be filled before opening prayer. That is because they say, let's pray. The whole pavilion is filled, the center filled. We couldn't have done a third day there. Impossible. People stood. We had to put screens outside the stadium. The second day, that's the second night. Outside. They couldn't enter inside. Thank God for that. There was no stampede. The camp chairman told us that this is the first program they have had that is so peaceful like this. That is, there should have been one challenge or the other. Not a trace of negative incidents. Not one person brought that passed on the crusade ground because he was too sick. Nothing. No stampede. No knockout of wicked people. Not one. In the same manner, I announced to you, and God used this to prove something to our nation, that any lie about the north is not true. He used it to show a lot of things. Every lie that is being told, south is so, north is so, it's a lie. He also used this to kill depression, atmosphere that is hanging in the air, fear, anxiety, tension. Is God still alive? Does God still do miracles? I announce to you today, the El Shaddai, the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, the I Am that I Am, will do something new in your life today. Before this week is out, something you have never seen before. We're going to take this song. While we are taking this song, if you need to hand over your life to Jesus, you want your sins forgiven, quickly rush out and join this people. Oluwa etobi, etobi o, etobi o.
Give the Lord a shout of praise. Take your seat 1 minute, and everyone here in the front, place your right hand on your chest and pray this prayer with me. Say, Lord Jesus, I am a sinner in need of help. Come into my life, make me a new person. Today I have decided to follow you, Lord. No turning back. Forward ever, backward never. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. I pray for you today. I declare the hold of the enemy broken, and the grace to live for God is released on you. In Jesus' name, amen.